no matter how.
Hello, and welcome to Sovereign Minds Radio. I'm William Whitecrow, your host, and today, boy, we got a show for you. We have some soldiers here from the Iraq and Afghanistan war, as well as me, William Whitecrow. I was in Vietnam. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a good show for you tonight. It's going to be on the Federal Reserve System. But since Veterans Day is here, we're going to touch base with some soldiers here so they can say what they have to say.
Yeah, we have ex-Marines James Babb and Dave Jensen. They just both got back from Afghanistan, and we want to thank you guys for your service, for
Definitely.
Sure.
And, no worries.
Yeah, so tell us about it. Where were you guys stationed at?
We were deployed with 2nd Battalion, 2nd Marines, to the Helmand province of Afghanistan. It's a southern province bordering north of Pakistan. Our mission was, called Obama's War. Battalion 2-8 was the first initial push into the Helmand province.
So it was actually called Obama's War?
It was called Obama's War. There's a documentary out.
Fantastic.
Interesting.
It's called Obama's War, about 2-8, the initial push into the Helmand. The goal was basically to push the Taliban and flush out the enemy as close to Pakistan as we could in our seven-month deployment. Now, along with that, we have local nationals that we have to take into consideration that want to continue their farm life and continue working generation to generation, because there are good people who live down there. But it's hard because the enemy lives within them.
Sure,
so
definitely. We understand that. With that said, real quick, I want to touch on some news threads for today real quick before we go to the next one. To start off with, their local family needs your help, ladies and gentlemen. Their daughter's missing. She's an Enterprise High School student. She's 15 years old. She has black hair, blue eyes, and her name is Jean Berlinghoff. She is 5'2" tall and has been missing ever since Wednesday. I know many of us are parents out there, and we would hate to see something like this happen with our children. It's believed that she was taken by her own uncle in a gray 1987 Oldsmobile Cutlass, license number 2DNX546. If you have any information pertaining to this situation, please contact Thomas Gasprini at 776-7233. Now, along with this, let's give this family our best wishes. We really want a family reunitedness, and let's hope everything comes out. Our prayers are with you. At the next bit of news here, I want to talk on something that's really interesting. Since this is a conspiracy show here at Sovereign Minds Radio, we have a good news flash here. An FBI surveillance transmitter was found on an individual's car during an oil change by a mechanic. After an investigation, it was found that this transmitter was from the FBI. They had been following this individual definitely for quite some time. And yes, the gentleman's name happened to be Arabic and Muslim in nature. But they found out that he was a simple college student who had a regular job and was not really involved in a terrorist group or any activity this way. The funny thing is that after this device was found, the FBI came directly back to this man's house and demanded it back. I know this is true because I've seen it happen myself. I've been following myself and things. Now we have something special for you happening on December 3rd. Write this in your books. On December 3rd, at Sequoia Middle School, Mr. Whittington, am I correct?
As Dane Whittington.
Dane Whittington will be at, like I said, Sequoia Middle School, and they will be talking about chemtrails.
There's a new documentary out. It's called What in the World Are They Spraying? He was one of the experts that they went to.
Definitely. I've seen the man's work, and he's very, very good at what he's doing. And I'm going to be there also, William Whitecrow and Nate. He's going to be there. I don't know if Chandler. Chandler, are you going to be there?
Oh, I'll be there for sure.
Okay, then you'll get to meet the whole crew of Sovereign Minds Radio if you go to this event as well. So don't miss it. It's something you want to do. I've done some very serious research on these projects, ladies and gentlemen. Project Cloverleaf is called. There's a lot of secret projects out there that we'll talk about as time goes on. And it's something you don't want to miss. It has to do with you, your family, everything like that.
Yeah, what we're getting into is a lot of things that are out there that the public is not aware of, because usually most people watch TV or some kind of controlled media. And so they're not really getting an information out, but everything we put out here, you can look up for yourselves. You can find
Definitely.
It
do
all.
The research.
Please do your research. Don't take my word. That's how I became knowledgeable of all this, because I tried to prove it wrong.
Yes, Nate didn't believe it one time.
Yes, I didn't.
But it's going good now. Okay, I've talked to individuals in military project just not too long ago, about an hour and a half ago. And as some of you know, there seemed to be a what they called a contrail or atmospheric condition off the East Coast and West Coast a couple days apart, and everybody thought these were missile fires. Now, I've talked to some people in the military, and they, too, believe that these were missiles being fired off the West Coast and East Coast of the United States as a warning to us. Whether that is true or not, we'll leave that up to you to decide.
Yeah, was it a plane? Was it a chemtrail?
Or was it Superman?
The trajectory is a little bit steep, if you ask me.
Yeah, definitely. Well, also, now that I want to, we've touched on that, I want to talk about two organizations that are on the Internet. They are private organizations within our company, our country, excuse me, and it's very important that we know what they are and who they are. One of them is called InfraGuard. This organization and the top people of this organization has admitted that they do work with the FBI, they do get intelligence from the FBI, and they do give intelligence to the FBI on your fellow citizens. So if you're one of those that are like us out here and you want to know the truth, be cautious, because these groups are out there. InfraGuard is the one. Number two is called Snap Scout. It's a website that people can take pictures and put information down about individuals and people and directly email it to thesnapscout.com. So we have the people watching the people now, just what a Big Brother wanted. Okay. I think that we all ought to look at these things very quickly and take a good look at them on your website. Look, like we said, don't believe what we say. Look it up yourself and see what's going on.
Right. And there's a lot of books out there, too. George Orwell. He wrote many books.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote one in particular called 1984.
Oh, good.
And I suggest everybody go read that because it was more than fiction. And all the kids in that book were the spies. Everybody was scared of the kids, just like the Snap Scouts. Kids are going to be the narcs.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, well, let's hope it never comes to that. What we need to do now is talk about, we're going to have call-in tonight. And after our first break, you people out there can call in, and you can use this number. If you're a little out there long distance, it's 1-530-605-4567. That's after the first break. Right now, we want to talk to this other soldier right here, and I'm going to let Nate introduce him.
Yes, hello.
And you were in the... What? Tell us what you did.
I was a United States Marine, also stationed with 2nd Battalion, 2nd Marines in North Carolina, out of Camp Lejeune. I deployed once to Iraq and then again to Afghanistan in 2009 through 2010.
Thank you. You said you were involved in logistics.
Yeah, I was part of what was called the Operations Center, which more or less dealt with logistics and command and control elements.
And how did everything run over there?
Not as well as people would think. It was actually, at times, really amazing how difficult it was to solve simple problems just because of different regulations that were in place or just because of just inabilities and things that just shouldn't have happened and should have been done right the first time.
How about the rules of engagement? I was in Vietnam. We had a big problem with that.
I guess I was told that the area I was stationed in was politically sensitive,
okay.
Meaning that we had more or less special directive to treat all of the locals basically with silk gloves.
Okay.
And at times we came under fire, and although there was a legitimate threat to personnel's lives and stuff, we were also ordered not to fire back.
Okay.
We were told to ignore it or pretend it was celebrationary fire.
Well, we went through the same thing in Vietnam. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, this is William White Crowe. Let's get to the main topic of our show, the Federal Reserve. We would like to hear your point of view after this first break, like we said, because it's really important. This show here is for you. You are our community. We're going to talk about the Federal Reserve right now, so let's get on with it. What is the Federal Reserve? You know, we really want to look at this. I'm going to throw some questions out here. What is the Federal Reserve? When did it begin and how? Is it just a central banking thing that our government created, or is it created by just a bunch of bankers? Is it a part of the U.S. government? Who watches over it? Who's in control of it? And when did this banking institution really start in this country? So to start off with, let's touch base on what is the Federal Reserve banking system, Nate?
Yeah, well, to me, this is my biggest pet peeve.
Yes, it is. He's on fire.
Yeah, this is the absolute problem of our country. our money system has been taken over. A constitution, which I believe everybody should follow. There shouldn't be any doubt or any kind of second guessing it, but we don't. Our constitution says print our money ourselves based on gold and silver, period. Don't delegate it to anybody.
That way it's not taxed.
Right, and no interest. There shouldn't be interest on money.
That's right.
However, but we did it. We've done it. Our money have switched hands 8 different times, the Federal Reserve being the last, and it's going on 100 years that we've had this Federal Reserve right now. And it's a private company that's owned by a group of bankers, mm-hmm. offshore mm-hmm. bankers, that make all their money on our interest.
Gotcha.
Our money for us.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Basically, a central banking system that is a system that controls all of the money of an entire country, a nation. It controls the monies, the interest rates, the inflation, and inflation is how much money is in circulation at any one time. And our money is loaned out at interest. Now, that's interesting here. If you have a dollar in it, you have to pay back that dollar plus interest. You're going to be in debt all the time. You're never going to be able to pay off that debt.
That's the point of the system.
They can't print enough money to pay off that debt. It's just going to be impossible.
Right.
So that's where we're at with that. You know, the Federal Reserve was tried 4 times, basically, to get instituted. And the American people and the politicians fought against it. And then all of a sudden, bam, during the Woodrow Wilson years, it was able to get in. But there was a lot of political backing for Woodrow Wilson to get into the presidential spot, and that's how the Federal Reserve Act was jumped in. Let's touch on when did it begin. Basically, in 1907, J.P. Morgan created a banking panic in the country. This is well known. And in 1910, they had a meeting at Jekyll Island, and believe it or not, that the Morgans had a special place there, you know, their own place. So they had this meeting, and they created a central banking bill, and this was called the Federal Reserve Act. And this is when it was created. This was written by bankers, basically for bankers. It was ratified in 1913 and was pushed through Congress by Senator Nelson Aldrich, which is a major friend of the bankers, correct?
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And during the Wilson administration, 2 days before Christmas, believe it or not, 3/4 of Congress was at home. And the friends of the bankers were the only ones in Congress at the time.
Right. They just celebrated their 100-year anniversary on Jekyll Island this year, too.
Amazing.
It's really nice. Yeah.
The
looting
that.
Of our country, they're celebrating it. It's awesome.
So, and at the same time, they tried to get in 1913, they tried to pass the federal income tax bill. It's a direct, unapportioned tax, which is illegal according to the Constitution, those of you to study it. Now, we want you to study it. Definitely, as much as you can. All direct taxes have to be apportioned taxes to be legal. Also, the amendment was really never ratified by all the states.
No, it wasn't. There's a lot of states that didn't want it. Obviously, like Richard Mack, Sheriff Mack, he says the 13 colonies aren't going to create this federal government so they can turn around and tell them what to do.
That's right.
You know, I mean, so it's...
Well, it goes all the way back to King George III.
Oh, yeah, this goes way back.
This goes way back when the bankers really tried to start throwing things in. I'm going to quote a U.S. District Court judge here. His name is James C. Fox. Now, this is what one of our U.S. District Court judges said. If you examine the 16th Amendment of the Constitution carefully, you would find that a significant number of states never ratified that amendment. No law exists that says you have to pay this tax. But ladies and gentlemen, research that yourself. If you don't pay your taxes, you're probably going to have the feds knocking on your door. So you really want to think about what you're doing here.
Right. So, Secretary of State Philander Knox, he was the one that pushed that through. And it was during the Taft administration.
Uh-huh.
And it was right before Woodrow Wilson got in. They pushed all that through.
That's right.
Right before that they took office.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just that in itself is kind of...
Well, these are little, what we call political quirks, you know.
Right.
You have who you want to vote there. Just like a survey, you can slant a survey depending on what you want that survey to say. This is something that's well known for a long time. Also during that time in 1933, believe it or not, our government, because of the Federal Reserve System, had a gold seizure. And if you didn't turn in all your gold, you got a 10-year prison term. That's exactly what was stated. Gold, the standard at that time, was abolished. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at your money from 1933 or before, it says redeemable by gold. What is our money backed up by right now? All it says on it, it is legal tender, and that's all. The only thing that gives your money value is the amount that is in the system being used at one time. The more money we have out there, the less the dollar is worth, correct?
Correct, yeah. That's how they created things like the housing bubble. They made interest. They made money really cheap, got it out to everybody, and then they tightened up the noose. And
boy, doesn't that sound like what's happening right now?
Yeah.
I mean, in our economy for about the last 3 or 4 years?
Right, that's what they do, and that's what they've done throughout history. I mean, this is what they do.
It's really funny because every single major collapse, financial collapse, that our country has had, and actually every war that we've had, the big bankers are the ones that's making money. And during World War II, there were some people and corporations, even within the United States, that's playing both sides.
Well, yeah, the Rockefellers are the big family that owns them all, but they got members in Germany, France, and America, and each one of them was funding each side.
That's right.
So we had the German Rockefellers funding the Germans, and we had us funding the Americans. But we also had the Rockefellers from America giving Germany the oil they needed to run all their
that's very right,
equipment.
That's right.
So,
well, you looked at the Shell Corporation at that time. If the Nazi planes and everything, the fuel that they used had to have a component from the Shell company in order to fly their aircraft against our people. And they, of course, routed it through other companies, IG Farm and things of this nature, you know, but yeah, they were definitely there.
Right, 1913, the Federal Reserve's in, 1914, we go to World War One. Every major crisis that we've had since then is caused by them.
Yeah, definitely. Now, we want to look at something here. Is the Federal Reserve System part of the U.S. government?
No, they want you to think that because the Board of Governors.
I think it's as federal as the Federal Express.
Exactly. It's not. The president every 7 years will appoint two, and it's for 14-year terms each.
Mm-hmm.
And but you think they're going to put anybody
in that? Don't they call them the mayors?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think they call them the mayors. Did you want to say something, Chandler?
I was just going to say that they put federal in front of the Federal Reserve to make us think that it's, you know, part of the government, but it's not at all.
Yeah, definitely. It is not at all.
It's there just to mislead us, misinform us.
Yeah, definitely. So we got that cleared up, ladies and gentlemen. If you hadn't known that before, and we do have a lot more information, but this is our first show. We want to get this information out to you for those of you who do not know it. Now, who watches over the Federal Reserve System? Let's look at that real quick.
Well, it's a private company, so they got their own Bernanke. He's in right now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't answer to us. They look at it as they're working with us, and they don't have to answer to us. Like Nathan Rothschild said, this has been going on for a while, but he who prints the money is above the law.
Definitely, and you know that's something funny you say that right there, because I have a note right here in front of me. And it's why Mayor Amschel Rothschild, and this is the actual founder of the Rothschilds banking dynasty, and he said, "Give me control of a nation's money supply, and I care not who makes its laws."
Exactly.
Wow. That's something right there.
But if you look at history, I call it the money changers, and they've been doing it for a long time, not just since America. They've done it
that's
all
right.
Throughout the Middle Ages and back before Greece.
Yes, that's very, very true. You know, and one thing that we have to watch out is for those who are really trying to run things 100%. You know, basically, we've been fighting ever since the colonies began. A long time ago, when King George III and the colonies started printing their own money, you know, it was free money. There was no interest paid on it at all. And so here we are. We got money for the first time in the United States, interest-free. That means we can literally get ourselves out of debt. And all of a sudden, we have a war, a revolution, and part of it was because of taxes, but another part is because the American people couldn't print their own money. Gosh, that sure sounds like about where we're at right now, you know? I mean, we're not printing our own money. We have a banking institution called the Federal Reserve System printing our money, and I don't think that's very good for us at all. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is William White Crow on Sovereign Minds Radio. This is KCNR 1460 AM on your dial, home of Free Fire Media Radio. And remember, if you want to call in, 605-4567.
Military industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are back. Interesting speech, huh? And here we are having a president say that.
That was Dwight D. Eisenhower, 1961. That was his farewell address when
Definitely.
He got out of office.
Yeah, a farewell address. And here's the last thing that as a president is telling the people of the nation. And he's also addressing the government of a nation here. Now, this is something else. Nate, go ahead. He's got something.
Oh, no. Yeah, but it's interesting because our Constitution doesn't call for a standing army. It only calls for a navy because the militia will take care of itself at home, and we don't need to be doing any kind of offensive war at all. So that's what I think he was trying to get at, is now we have this military complex that's never going to go away.
That's right. I think he was definitely getting right along that lines. I mean, we have to look at it. We do have allies. We do have to go out there and help them. I mean, we don't leave a country standing out there to be wiped out, civilian populations. That's why each and every one of us here were soldiers. We went out there with this great idea. We're fighting for the American way, and we're going to go out there and help. And that's what our country does. That's what it always has done. Unfortunately, we've been drawn into several wars we didn't really need to go into. There were reasons for those, and they can be totally different in other radio shows. But let's talk about Benjamin Franklin here for a minute. Now, Benjamin Franklin was one of the great forefathers of our country. And I've done my studies here. There was a refusal of King George, as we were talking about the money system here, to let America print its own money. And so that's what Benjamin Franklin touched on. The refusal of King George, this is what he said, the refusal of King George III to allow the colonies to operate an honest money system, well, what's that, which freed the ordinary man from the clutches of the money manipulators, was probably the prime cause of the revolution. Now, this is coming from a man back then. So we've been fighting this situation for a long time. And these are very, very wise people here. Now, I do want to touch on one thing right now. It has been after the first break, and we can't have call-ins. So if you do want to call in at, like I said, 605-4561. We have Wally on line one. Wally, go ahead.
Hey, didn't this all start because the bankers or the money changers found out that they could charge 10 times the amount of gold that they had?
Right, yeah, that's exactly true.
That's right, yeah.
And then basically the different banks then do the same thing and make it even 10 times more than that.
Right, it's called reserve banking, and they can have $10 and they can print out, or they can give you 100 out of it, yeah. Absolutely right.
Well, that's kind of, Wally, in a sense, what you're talking about, like with the marginal loan that they used to have during the early days after the Federal Reserve was enacted. A marginal loan simply meant that if you wanted to buy $100 worth of gold, you could put $10 down on it, and you would control that $100 worth of gold. But the only problem with that, as like a lot of things today, those marginal loans could be called in within 24 hours. If you couldn't get the money in, then you lost your home, you lost everything else that went along with it.
Yeah, with reserve fractional banking, actually, it's called. They've been doing this since they've controlled money. These people have been, like I said, they've been doing this to countries, especially young countries like us, for centuries now. So,
to my understanding, didn't it start with the Templars?
I think it might even go back further than that. If you go look at back in Greece, you know, with Caesar and why he got killed. If you look, he was trying to give the people back their money. And he was assassinated also for it.
Yeah, it's interesting you brought up the Templar situation there, Wally, because a long time ago, the Templars had the first credit. If you were traveling across country at that time, you could give all your money to the Templars at one place, so they give you a note. You travel through a bad area, get to the other side, and the banking system and those Templars that had the money reserves at the other end of the line, shall we say, would reimburse you, as long as you had that note, for all the money that you gave to the Templars at the beginning. So this did start a long time ago. It isn't just something new to the United States. This has been ongoing for a long, long time.
Right, power struggle between...
At that time, too, they were also taking the money and going tenfold and manipulating the money at that time also.
Also accruing interest, making money on the no money. That's the biggest fraud of it all.
And that's what our Federal Reserve is doing today, ladies and gentlemen out there. They're making money on no money at all before we even get a dollar in our hand. It already has interest on it.
But yeah, before our Constitution was even signed in 1787, it was actually signed.
Yeah.
We already had our first central bank in for Alexander Hamilton. He installed it for a four-year charter. So we've had this for three times before the Federal Reserve is our fourth now, and they've done it to us before, and they're doing it again, and we have to stand up to fight against these guys just like we did before.
Well, I agree 100%. What do you think, Willie?
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Thank you very much. Well, there's one call in right there, and thank you very much for calling, Wally. We look forward to hearing from people like you that are very interested in what's going on, very sincere what's going on in this country today. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to stop for a moment. You know, take a breath. Think about what's going on out there today. You know, yes, we do still have the Federal Reserve System from the very beginning of this country.
And do we need them?
Do we need to? I think just like John F. Kennedy a long time ago, he was getting ready to start impeachments against them, just like Congressman Lewis McFadden was. After two assassination attempts, though, they finally got him. You know, they poisoned him.
Right. Andrew Jackson's biggest accomplishment, he says, was getting rid of the banks. And it was before the Federal Reserve, he got rid of them. For 90 years, we didn't have one until the Federal Reserve.
That's right. But they're back, and they're here, and they're
stronger
back.
Than ever, too.
Yeah, and they're trying their best, you know. The main thing that we have to understand here is there's a lot of factors involved in this. Left hand, usually in the government, doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And with all these soldiers in here in the room, I would say in a lot of ways, isn't the military the same way? The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that as a fact.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Mind your business. That's all. You just do your thing. Don't worry about what that guy's doing.
Well, what they say there's a show Zeitgeist out there. As a matter of fact, in a second, I'm going to have Nate give you a bunch of DVDs and documentaries that you can watch out there yourself at home in your own room and make up your own decision. Like we were saying, this is our local show, and this is our first show. We want you to. You can listen to us. But we want you to use your own mind. We want you to do your research. We want you to see that what we're telling you out there is true. It really is happening. You have an echelon of people in the know out there, and we call them the elite. Some people call them the Illuminati. Some people call them by many, many names, the Bilderberg Group. If you haven't seen Jesse Ventura's shows out there yet, I think you might want to check those out because they kind of coincide a lot with what we're doing. But Nate here, he has to think about Jesse Ventura, if that's okay.
Yeah, you know, I'll keep my mouth shut a little bit.
that's the name of the game. Hey, our Constitution gave each one of us the right to have freedom of speech.
Right, right.
You know, that's what we're doing right here.
And I do like the information he's giving out and all that, so.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's everybody has their points of view, and that's what it's all about. And if you call in and you don't believe, agree with what we're saying, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, anybody that calls in does that, that's just fine because that's what every one of us soldiers in here fought for your freedom to turn around and say what you want to say.
Exactly.
And, Nate, why don't you go ahead and give out that list?
Well, I got a few good ones.
These are documentaries that you can watch from YouTube. You could probably buy them. There's many different ways of getting to them, but you can get them on your internet.
These ones are free. Just look them up on YouTube or on Google.
Oh, well, free is for me.
I usually like to point people to the end game first, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It goes over a lot of government control. I like to go over the fall of the Republic, goes over the bank control. I like Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Zeitgeist is a good one.
No, it's fantastic. It kind of goes through a little bit of everything, really. Zeitgeist goes through religion.
Right. The wars,
9/11, Federal Reserve System, and all these people, great people we're talking about that literally, like Woodrow Wilson, when he voted the system in and signed the bill. Well,
that's why he got the presidency. He's promised he would sign that one in.
And definitely. And after Nate's through here giving you this list, we'll talk about Woodrow Wilson.
But a really, really important one, I think, is called Hyperinflation Nation. If you want to know what's happening to our money supply, that's a good one to go watch because it's pretty bad out there. So Hyperinflation Nation would be the one I would consider to go watch first.
Okay, is there any more that you want to put out there? Like, There's many conspiracy theories out there now, ladies and gentlemen. We got chemtrails. We have everything else going on out there. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a show in a couple of weeks on that, too.
That's the one.
So
we're
going to talk about that and get more information out there. It's one at Sequoia School on December 3rd.
What in the world are they spraying?
Fantastic.
And I know you must have noticed it. People like to call them chemtrails. People like to call them contrails. Contrails will dissipate in the air shortly after they've
chemtrails
been...
Chemtrails don't.
Chemtrails will streak across the sky, and if you've seen those, they're gritting. They're doing something.
Oh, yeah, when you see a checkerboard in the sky,
right.
And they're not normal flight paths, you know. And, I mean, you guys look up. This summer, I'm an avid sky watcher. I turned around and watch the sky all the time. And this summer, we had none until the end of summer. Blam, it hit us. My asthma went crazy. But, you know, we want to keep on the track here. Do you have any more of those videos?
Well, those are good. I think people should go check those out.
Okay, go check those out
first. There's a lot out there, like you said. So.
Yeah, there are a lot out there. And I want to touch on the president that signed in the Federal Reserve Act. Now, this is directly from what he happened to say after he was in office.
Hmm.
Okay. Our great industrial nation is controlled by a system of credit. Doesn't that sound familiar? Our system of credit is privately owned. Wow. The growth of the nation, therefore, and all of our activities are in the hands of a few men who necessarily, by very reason of their own limitations, chill and check and destroy genuine economic freedom. We have come to be one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world. No government by free opinion, no longer a government by conviction, and the vote of the majority, that means me and you, ladies and gentlemen, that means the popular vote, not the electronic one, but a government by the opinion and the duress of small groups of dominant men. Interesting. A president, after he signed the bill in himself, turned around and had something to say like that.
Yeah, you know what I think? I think when presidents do that, I think those acts should be just null and void.
Yep, I agree. This is the William White Crow at Sovereign Minds Radio, KCNR 1460 AM on your dial, home of Free Fire Media Radio. If you want to call in, it's 605-4567. Welcome back to Sovereign Minds Radio. I love reggae. I don't know about the best of you, but that was a good song if you listen to the words of it real good there. We want to go to a caller that's on the line right now. He has something to say about Sacramento, what's going on there. And, of course, those of us in the North State are really interested in what's going on in Sacramento. So let's talk to Matt.
Right. My thing is, while the Tea Party's focusing on Washington, we've got the wolves in our own backyard within our own government where they're regulating. If you look at our building industry, they've regulated it to the point where it's all about profit for the government with regulations. I mean, do you really need arc fault breakers in your homes, that kind of thing, when standard breakers have worked for 20-some-odd years and there's not much of an improvement, but it's all about the revenue cycle. They're beating us down with too much regulation.
Oh, yes, I have to agree with you. Stay on the line there. This is what we want to hear. You're right. We were getting small business. Small business can't even grow now. I mean, we're being taxed to death in everything that we do. I mean, in each season, they want to hit us with something new. And you're right. The problems that we're having are with these people in our own backyard, within our government.
Right. I think the big problem is everybody's trying to pay attention nationally, and nobody's paying attention locally.
That's right.
And that's where the real politics occur. And so,
they don't even tell you about a lot of the things that they've done. I mean, did you know that if you try to build a new home, you're going to be paying $6,000 to $7,000 more just in material costs because of the new energy requirements and all that?
That's right.
That's absurd.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's just not only in construction costs. We have union situations. You know, when you've got a lot of people eating away at a businessman, it's hard for him to keep his business going. I mean, ever since the NAFTA treaty also. Look at the jobs that were taken out of California. Those were local situations here. And I agree with you 100%. People aren't looking in their backyard what's going on here. You know, water is another issue here, you know, that we have to deal with too. But I think you've hit a really important point here. And if any of you other people have something to say out there, please call in. But do you have something else you want to touch on too there, brother?
I just want to say, I got to go real fast, but there's more support in Shasta County than you guys really realize. There's just people that don't want to come out and deal with the hassle, but there's a lot more support than you guys probably realize.
Thank you for saying that, and I agree with you 100%.
Right, me too. I know there's a lot of people, even in Shasta County, that I personally know that I've been meeting lately, and obviously. They're really getting frustrated. You know, people thought Bush was bad, so they went to Obama. Obama continues the same thing. Now are we going to just jump back into another globalist Republican, or are we going to go back to somebody like Ron Paul that's going to actually get back to the Constitution and get the government out of our business?
I agree, you know.
You guys have a pleasant one. I've got to get off this phone and handle some stuff.
Okay.
Thanks
a lot, Matt. We really appreciate what you said there. Now, you know, there's a good American right there. You know, he's really worried about what's going on in his backyard, and I agree.
Yeah, I think a lot of cost prices going up is a sign of inflation also.
Oh, definitely it's a sign of inflation.
Food's
here it is.
Going up, and along with parts.
Well, nobody's getting a cost of living nowadays. You know, the prices of gasoline and everything are going up. And, you know, now we're talking about our dollar being taxed here again. You know, look at this. You get your dollar. Not only do you get taxed at the store, you get taxed at the gas station. You got to pay your income tax. You got to pay your federal tax. You know, 40%. Right around 4 months, 3.5 to 4 months of your wages right now go directly to paying taxes.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous, and we all know the federal income tax is bogus.
Yeah,
so
yeah. It is illegal, but let me tell you, you know, they got you buffaloed.
Well, yeah, if you owe the mob money, you might as well pay them because they'll probably break your legs.
Yeah. the only problem here, they won't break your legs.
Right.
They'll put you in prison.
Exactly.
Where 10 other people can do it.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to watch that. Yeah, you know, we were talking about the Federal Reserve banking system. Let's talk about a bank quite a while back, and it was called the Union Banking Corporation in New York City. This bank financed numerous aspects of Hitler's rise to power, believe it or not, in the United States. Check that out. Along with actual material during World War II. They found out, because they nailed it, the government did, it was a Nazi money laundering bank who was caught with millions of dollars of Nazi money in its vaults. It was later seized and charged with the Trading with the Enemy Act. The director, believe it or not, and vice president of that organization was who other than Prescott Bush, the grandfather of both, the closest President Bush and the father of our first President Bush.
Yeah, and then you look, Clinton was the best friends of both Bushes. I mean, they hung out. It just goes back. This is obviously just a show for us people. It's a puppet put in place.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, we have another caller. Her name is Arlene on line one.
Yes.
Hello, Arlene.
Mr. Whitecrow.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I have a question about this chemtrail business that's been going on. And I heard one thing in the sky was seen on the West Coast, one on the East Coast. And I'm just wanted to ask you if you think that possibly our government shot that off from Vandenberg. I lived in Southern California most of my life, and I've seen everything go on down there. There was, you know, North Island Air Force Base, Miramar Air Force Base.
Coronado.
Camp Pendleton.
Mm-hmm.
Coronado. Yeah, the whole ball of wax.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing, from the projectile, when I saw the film, it looked like it was going from, you know, from the west to the east, which is the way Vandenberg always shoots there. Now, sometimes they tell us when they're going to shoot off something.
Okay.
And there are times when they don't tell us.
Okay.
Until we happen to see him in the sky.
What do you
and
think?
And I like your opinion.
I'll give you my opinion. But what do you think is happening when they don't tell you what they're firing off?
That's what I'm asking you.
or how about when the explanation doesn't make sense?
Or as Nate says, when the explanation doesn't fit the situation. I'm going to answer your question there. I'll tell you what I personally think. I believe that the situation that was fired did not come from the Vandenberg area. I immediately called some of my friends in the Navy and the Air Force and stuff down in those areas on the West Coast where this particular incident happened. And, yes, they did have one on the East Coast, too. And these are military people, as all of us are in here. I've looked at these pictures. These are not optical illusions. These are not plain contrails.
personally, I believe that they were 100% missile firings. And I have also heard by some sources that they believe, don't quote me on this, this is what they said, that they believe that they could have been, because of the actions that are going on with China and stuff, that they could have been warnings from Chinese submarines. Now, I want to bring Nate in here because he had an incident when he was on an aircraft carrier where a Chinese submarine was following their fleet. I think that's what was happening there,
well,
Nate?
Well, no. In 07, we've had, or we, I wasn't on the ship yet, but the U.S. Kitty Hawk had an incident with two Chinese subs. They came up in the Pacific right near San Diego when we were doing, not us, but when Kitty Hawk was doing war games, and they surfaced right next to them, and our military was just, they didn't know what was going on. And so what he's talking about is when I was in 2001, we were doing the war games, and I was talking to a gal friend of mine, and she was in the anti-submarine department. She said that our own sub, they were doing war games, so they were trying to get us.
But yeah,
they said our sub was underneath, they didn't even know how long our sub was underneath our aircraft carrier. So
amazing.
Our anti-submarine technology is not very good, and I think this just shows it again that China may have been messing around.
Yeah, I was just handed something by our producer here, Chandler, and I agree with him 100%. You know, look at YouTube. Look at YouTube Los Angeles missile launch, and anybody out there that's listening, and you'll get some good pictures and everything there. But from my own personal opinion, these are missile launches. My first feeling, now I'm a shaman, this is what I do also. I tell people what I think, what I feel, global conditions, global reports, predictions, as well as other medicine work for people with cancers and stuff. I believe this is a missile launch. This is my gut feeling.
Right.
Well, what makes you think that Vandenberg isn't shooting off missiles?
Oh, no, I believe Vandenberg is shooting off missiles, definitely. I just think that these particular ones came from the sea.
Yeah.
Because of the location, the trajectory, the angles, and what a helicopter pilot actually said where he's seen it come from.
And they could have, too, they could have also, I mean, we don't know,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, well, I'm not an expert on that, ma'am, you know, and I can guarantee you that it did come from somewhere.
And
I just don't know where.
And the Pentagon.
We have submarines, too.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah.
And they do shoot off missiles.
Yes, ma'am, they do.
So I'm just looking at the possibility that our own damn government did it to put the fear of God in them.
Oh, that
you
is
what,
very possible,
that
for
is
sure.
Very, yeah, Nate and I here agree. Chandler agrees probably 100% too. We have been used to this, seeing these things happen, false flag operations.
Oh.
And that's exactly what you would call a situation like this.
Fear-mongering.
And I'm very glad, fear-mongering, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep the public afraid. Let's keep, and if you look at the media, the mainstream media, and a lot of things that are going on out there today, that's where they keep us. Oh, my God, the flu's going to kill you. Oh, my goodness, we're going to have a terrorist attack.
Right.
You know you don't have a front line for terrorists?
Yeah, and do you know? Exactly. It's just, I mean, that's perpetual war, just like in 1984 they want.
Yeah, so you hit the nail on the head here, you know, possibly. I mean, there's many theories here, and that's why we have and love people like you calling in and asking questions like this, because it throws another teabag in the pot, you know, and it makes American people out there turn around and say, hey, what's really going on here? You know, and we're talking about all age groups here now that are asking the questions. It's not just us older folks. I'm 56. I have to consider myself the old dude here in the studio, kind of surrounded by a bunch of young vets here. But you know what? I'm glad to see them here because they're picking up the battle cry. They're carrying the flags now. It's their future. I know you ladies and gentlemen out there, you got children, are going to have grandchildren. You better start looking at what's happening now because they might be living in one of them FEMA camps that they're talking about out there in the future.
Right, or we might even. This is going to happen sooner than later.
Oh, we're already on a list, Nate.
that's fine with me, you know what I mean? I've accepted
that's
it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, definitely. I hope you were able to answer your question. Do you have any other questions?
I was in Texas visiting, and I went across the border from McAllen, and I saw Chinese uniform, Chinese soldiers shopping.
Hmm. Wow. Where was this again?
In Texas.
Okay.
Okay, there's a bridge you go across into Mexico.
Okay.
And they were on the Mexican side, uniformed Chinese soldiers.
Holy moly.
Shopping.
That is
buying leather purses, you know, the usual Mexican thing.
Well, that means that they'd have to be fairly close. A base or something, you know, working with their military. What do you think?
Be close. They're here.
Yeah.
Well, they're buying up a lot of our infrastructure also. I mean, they own most of our debt.
Walk across the bridge.
Oh, between China and the Federal Reserve,
right.
They own all the debt of the United States.
All they have, I mean, we got India. All these countries have to do is just turn in our dollar bills at once, and we're gone.
Yeah, our country is owned by other people, obviously. That's
what
it
seems.
Well,
I'm going to say one more thing, and then I'll hang up.
You got it, ma'am.
China owns this country.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Obama.
Thank you, Obama.
But it's been going on a lot before that, too.
Okay, thank you, Arlene. I really appreciate that call. We love it.
Okay.
We love
your...
Good night. You have a good evening. Okay, we have another call coming in. Chris on line two.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hello, Chris. How you doing? Go ahead.
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I just kind of wanted to express my general disgust with the way that the government, we have to refer them to them as they.
Oh.
I heard you guys saying that a lot.
Yeah.
Instead of it being we, you know.
And
I mean, there's just no trust anymore.
And also calling them officers, they're actually our service. And when we call them officials and all that, that's part of the problem too.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So you go ahead and finish what you're saying there. I'm hot. I want to hear.
Yeah. What else is on your mind, Chris?
The actual trust that the government, or that we should have in the government, is just not there. The way that the media, just everything that's put out there is, I mean, who can we trust, you know?
Right, the media.
It's almost everybody that I talk to, everyone has different ideals or different, ideas on what's going on, and just the truth is hard to find nowadays. That's basically all I wanted to say.
Yes, sir. You were 100% right. The truth is hard to find, you know, because we don't know who's telling the truth.
And that's why we started this show. Because if you look up the Council on Foreign Relations, they're the ones that control the media 100%. And I'm talking about Fox and MSNBC. And when you see them, they'll come together on certain things like the H1N1 and the VAT tax and going to war with Iran. That's when you will see them, their true colors.
Yeah, that's right. But you know what? You touched on something here. That really rung a bell inside my heart here. You know, who can we trust? You know, why are we calling them they? The Constitution of the United States says we the people, in order to form a more perfect union. Okay, now, that sounds like we're supposed to progress and work together here. And we're not, really. And we'll touch base on that here. We're going to have to go into a break again.
End of show, excuse me.
This is William Wycrow, Nate and Chandler, the producer here at Sovereign Minds Radio. We want you to listen again Sunday night and between 8 and 9 p.m. again at KCNR 1460 on your radio dial, home of Free Fire Radio. And once again, this is Sovereign Minds Radio saying, do your research. Go find out what's really going on. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless you.
Building up.